AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Brett Johnson filling in for Matt McNeil on your Friday the 13th. Traditionally an unlucky day, but I'm feeling lucky today, Patrick. Are you feeling like your luck has been affected at all by Friday the 13th?
I think we've had some pretty good luck, and I'll let you get into that.
I think we've had some good luck, too. Unfortunately, there are others around the country who may not be experiencing quite the good fortune that we are here at AM 950. Tell you what, I got a really busy show planned today, but I might have to throw a lot of that out the window because, as I understand it, Mr. Patrick Lilia, we have some breaking news. Indeed, you are listening to live breaking news on AM 950. As I mentioned, today is Friday, August 13th, and that's a big date. This is the day that Donald Trump is supposed to be reinstated as President of the United States. A very
America!
Historic day. Exactly.
America!
I personally picked this day to fill in for Matt McNeil, knowing that this might be the day that defines my radio career. I could be on hosting maybe the biggest day in American history. It is unbelievable. And in fact, it is such a big day that we've actually sent Matt McNeil, the normal host of this show, on assignment to provide live coverage of the reinstatement of President Donald Trump. Matt, fill us in on the latest of what's happening.
The coronation of King Trump. So, you know, you and I talked a few months ago when Mike Lindell, MyPillow guy, Minnesota guy, Mike, he basically made a few kind of suggestions, promises, predictions on how today, August 13th, 2021, was going to go. He was planning on, now I got to, first of all, Brett, I got to be very honest. I've been on a little bit of a news cycle blackout here. You know, I took some time off. I'm on vacation following the highlight circuit, you know, personal passion. And I decided to head on out. At some point, we couldn't resist. You and I are like, this is a golden opportunity. We've got to send Matt to the mall on Washington, D.C. as we're going to be out here and, you know, checking things out, you know, to see how, once again, a major day in the history of the United States was going to unfold in front of our eyes as Mike Lindell, my pillow guy, Sasquatch, as you know, the Sasquatch TV show, as we kind of refer to him, implied he was going to have his 3-day symposium in South Dakota because reasons. And we were going to have, because of this symposium, because of the proof that Mike Lindell was going to deliver, we were going to have Donald Trump installed as the President of the United States today. His promises were pretty out there. He suggested the Supreme Court, even though there's not really a court case involved here, that there was going to be a 9-0 ruling by SCOTUS, including Kagan and Sotomayor, okay, that they were going to rule that Donald Trump was robbed of the election. It was going to be such impressive proof that Joe Biden, the President of the United States, was going to resign, and so was Kamala Harris, the Vice President. And here's where it gets really fun. Here's where it gets real fun. No, I mean, like, shockingly fun. The Congressional Black Caucus was going to side with the Republican Party and install Trump, I guess, as Speaker of the House, which you could do legally.
Mm-hmm.
And that because of the resignations of the president and vice president, then Donald Trump ascends the throne, becomes the president of the United States once again. Big news. And so I have to admit, though, I'm sorry, I didn't follow too much what happened at the symposium in South Dakota because, like I said, I'm traveling across the country finding my favorite highlight teams and enjoying that action. But here I am. I'm on the mall in Washington, D.C. Don't see a crowd, but that's kind of Trump's thing. He doesn't really have a crowd here on the mall when things are happening. I've got to admit, though, I'm kind of shocked. I mean, like I said, if this was to happen, this would be the most monumental days politically in the history of the United States. I mean, this is a huge deal. The Supreme Court just not even having a case and just saying, we rule 9-0, you know, Wow. Okay. And Joe Biden, think about that. You're the president of the United States, and Joe Biden comes on out and says something to the effect of, well, clearly I shouldn't be president, and resigns. God, there is no one out here. Anyway, but, you know, it kind of is one of those things where, you know, this is going to be huge. And I think, hey, you know, I run on the left of the political aisle, I know. But when history happens, we want to be there for such a monumental. Where the hell is everyone? If this is supposed to happen, as Mike Lindell has implied it's going to happen, you would think there would be someone out here. I mean, there's tourists and stuff. The mall is lovely, by the way. You know, if you haven't been, you know, some of the secondary memorials, the World War II memorial, the FDR memorial are great. Of course, MLK, what a great memorial that one is. And along with the traditionals, Lincoln, Jefferson, Washington, they're always, you know, you get the tourists, but I'm not seeing the burgeoning crowds that you would expect with a coronation of King Trump. I mean, there's the White House. I mean, now with 90% less fast food wrappers, you know, there's, you know, Congress and, you know, Mitch McConnell, it looks like they're feeding him some lettuce right now. How delightful. But, you know, I'll tell you what, I want to take a quick moment here. I want to just check my news feed here. I want to see if what I missed in South Dakota here. Let me just take a quick look here.
Yeah, and I have several questions for you, too, now that you're reporting live. But, yeah, let's check that news feed. I'll do the same thing to see, yeah, maybe we're missing something.
What happened? Damn it, Mike! God! Oh, it sounds like, I know, this symposium that was going to prove everything. It sounds like it was a complete joke, and even his own experts contradicted his claims of soon to be. Wow. Oh, Mike, he did it again. He's done another Sasquatch episode. Where all you have to do is promise next episode we'll have the actual Sasquatch, but never have to. I'm angry. I am in Washington, D.C. on the mole enjoying life, and this is unacceptable.
Well, maybe it's this, Matt. I mean, you walk through the process of how Donald Trump can get reinstated, and maybe we're not far enough along in the process. So let's walk through this again. I broke it down, okay, as you did, and I think it's a 7-step process. Step one, fraud is proved. Step two, the Supreme Court rules that the election was fraudulent. Step three.
Without a case, mind you.
That's important.
No, there's not a case. This is just them coming out saying, guess what we've decided.
And this is important, too. These need to go in the exact order or things could be significantly thrown off. Step three is when the Congressional Caucus switches to the GOP and makes Donald Trump president. Step four is when the House makes Donald Trump speaker. And that has to go in this order, because if Joe Biden resigns before Donald Trump is made speaker, well, then we'd have President Pelosi. So continuing.
Yeah, of course.
After Trump is made speaker, Joe Biden resigns, then Kamala Harris resigns, and then Trump is back in office. Those are our 7 steps. So maybe you can help me out here. Do you know what step in the process we are currently in right now?
I believe we are deciding to cut bait.
Oh.
we're not fishing yet. We're still cutting bait. Actually, I got to tell you the truth. All right, all jokes aside, I followed what was going on in South Dakota these last 3 days. Magnificent. Ugh. Not only, first of all, Grunhagen and Draz were there, man. Dude, man, the human catcher's mitt and Johnny Beanpole himself. Dear Lord, they were there, and they did not look like they were having a good time.
Oh, no.
And even funnier was the picture from the second day where it's like a bad lounge act where 90% of the seats right in front of the stage are empty, and you're like, oh, God, is this going as bad as it looks? And it was my favorite moment. And this was, and I actually posted up on social media about this. My favorite moment was when, okay, so Lindell's whole shtick is that the experts, and he kind of goes, my experts have said this is going to prove everything. Well, his experts only work if they're vague and mysterious and they're not really out there and no one's really saying anything. And, of course, earlier this week you had Dominion file a lawsuit against OAN and Newsmax and some of their hosts as once again they are handing out billion-dollar lawsuits like they're chiclets, and so they're handing out more of them. So clearly, and of course, you also have the judge, a Trump judge, dismissed by Giuliani and Sidney Powell and Mike Lindell to dismiss the Dominion lawsuit, which that's going through. So they're screwed. But now you have all these quote unquote experts who are on that Lindell has brought on stage and said, here is this expert. And you knew it wasn't going to go well the minute they said, well, here's an expert in intelligence. I'm an analyst. I'm not an expert in intelligence. I'm an analyst for this. Okay, here's an analyst for this who's written this paper. I didn't write this paper. I contributed a small piece to it, but I have nothing to do with this paper. So, you know, they themselves were downplaying expectations. And very quickly, his own experts were like, there's no there. There's no fire here. Steve Bannon was basically saying there's no receipts. You know, Lindell, basically, it's the Sasquatch show. But the reality is, I think, with as bad as this debacle was, I mean, you really have the only people that seem to think that there's anything to anything this guy's saying anymore are the most bizarre, broken, delusional QAnon followers. And, yeah, that's it. And even the Draz and the Grunhagens, even they seem to have run for the hills on the second day at this point. I mean, I didn't see them there. I didn't see them in the photos, and I don't know if they were still there. But, you know, even the most far-right loon balls in Minnesota have decided, you know, South Dakota is too far away from my home district right now. You know, it's an embarrassment, but that's Mike Lindell.
And as you brought up, this event did not go well for Mike Lindell, and that's got to be thrilling for the Minnesota Republican Party, because I wonder how this would affect him if he decided to run for governor. What do you think on that, Matt? Do you think this event would actually hurt him should he decide to run for governor, or does the base not really care?
I don't think the base cares. I mean, because once again, they want the most fervent right-wing. I mean, dear God, are you seeing what's going on in this country with masks in schools? And these far-right loon balls attacking teachers, threatening school boards? No, I don't think it necessarily dims his chances to win the nomination. The question has to be, did this go so bad that him from thinking about it? Or mm-hmm. did this go so badly that he's going to run to become try to become the governor of the state of Minnesota as a way to just try to change the subject onto something else? And if I'm a Republican, especially with the news today and yesterday, by the way, so brave of Jennifer Grand Canyon Carnahan and Jim Hagedorn to finally condemn the guy, the alleged sex trafficker that they're buddies with.
Well, you don't want to throw your podcast co-host under the bus, no matter the allegations.
Yeah, exactly. The fact that they basically finally have come on out and said something. You know, if I'm the Minnesota GOP, I'm praying right now that Lindell stays back. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, there's it's clear Gazelka is going to try to run. I don't think he's going to have enough to knock out the witch doctor, Jensen. And when I say witch doctor, I said I don't know which one he is. I'm not saying he's a witch doctor, like a witch doctor. I'm saying, which doctor is he? Is he an actual doctor, or is he the other guy that seems to follow the craziest people? Which doctor will we see? So he can choose the witch doctor, or Paul Gazelka, or Mike Lindell. God, is that a buffet I can get thirds or fourths of servings on? My God, is that just an absolute debacle for them? And once again, this is their great white hope in I do mean white. Saving the GOP and getting statewide wins. And on top of that, then you have the census findings. Holy God, it's turning into a freaking nightmare for the Republicans. I just, you know, Lindell would only just add to the chaos at this point. I don't know. It really is, you know, it is just such a mess they've gotten themselves into, because they've cozied on up to the craziest elements of the far right. And this is what you get. So, no, you're not going to have the coronation of Trump. You could end up having Lindell become a much bigger problem for the Minnesota GOP. But the Minnesota GOP has their own problems with their associates. And your three choices for the Minnesota governor could be, Paul, hey, let's have a party during a pandemic. Wait, we're all sick. Oh, don't tell the DFL, Gazelka, witch doctor, or Mike Lindell. Mwah! I couldn't have drawn a better script myself, and I hate those people. I hate them, and I couldn't do a better scenario. Not in my wildest dreams did I ever dream that could be your three-person head, like a Monty Python extra. You know, that would be, you know, what you get for the Minnesota GOP.
I think Gazelka would fade very quickly in that three-person race. It would come down to Jensen versus Lindell, and that's just a case of who's going to out-crazy each other. That would just be a horrible primary for the Republicans as they try to win back a lot of these suburban seats that, as you brought up with redistricting, are going to be a lot tougher for the Republicans to win. And having a Lindell or a Jensen at the top is an absolute nightmare.
Not only do you have that New York Times story where they talk about the fact that for the first time ever, Minnesota actually lost white population, Caucasian population, while the minority populations in the state grew substantially, which is also a bad sign for Republicans. Although Gazelka tries to make it seem like the Latino vote will somehow turn completely and go all Republican. But on top of that, what you get is the numbers that the Bring in the News guys had yesterday, which showed the growth. I mean, Minneapolis, Hennepin County picked up 120,000 people. You're going to have to give them another two House seats in Hennepin County alone, let alone the other districts in Olmsted County, in St. Louis County, in the Duluth area, in the Moorhead area. And sure, you might get something for the Republicans out of the Mankato area, but, I mean, you're looking at eight House seats, four Senate seats, likely going on the plus side for the Democrats, the DFL in Minnesota. It's going to be ugly. And you have this scandal, and you've got the head of your ticket is going to be either freaking Mike Lindell, the witch doctor, Scott Jensen, or Paul Gazelka. And you're right, Brett. My guess is going to be it's going to be down to Jensen and Lindell if that's the three-person race. And watch how to think about the Minnesota GOP having to embrace Scott Jensen, a vaccine denier, a COVID denier, as their bellwether. I mean, at that point, you've lost all the statewide races, and my guess is you're going to be looking at, you know, if they can somehow redeem themselves and just hold, you know, their standing within the House would, I think, be actually pretty amazing. If they can actually just hold the House seats they have. I know it's an off-year election and all that stuff, but when you look at how this is playing out for them, it is a nightmare scenario.
I know we're almost out of time here, but I did hear a police siren in the background. Did that happen to be a motorcade for Donald Trump going back to the White House, if you can just take a peek there?
not a motorcade. I think someone it looks like just a school group urinating on a Trump sign. I didn't, America, it's right. Hey, okay, I think one last thing. I just want to make sure I say this. I'm very happy to see this story that came through. It sounds like teen vaccinations in Minnesota have gone up dramatically in the last 2 weeks. 12 to 15, 16 and 17-year-olds up dramatically, like 100% from the. Can I just say, once again, as I have been traveling across the country, and I have seen some crazy-ass crap in the last week, man, in regards to vaccinations and mentalities of local politicians. In Minnesota, can I just say, once again, and this has been the standard I've had, I don't want you sick, I don't want you dead, and I don't want you bankrupt. The fact that you are seeing a dramatic increase in the vaccinations of kids as we're getting ready back to go to school is a good sign, but please, once again, mask up, social distance, be careful, because, you know, because of the unvaccinated, this is not going to be over, and it's not going to be over for a little bit.
No, unfortunately, I think you're right. This is probably going to last well into 2022, and thank God we actually have political leaders in our state that know what they're doing and are taking proper public safety measures, because as I'm sure you can you'll bring up when you're back on Tuesday, yeah, there it is a lot different in several of these other states that you've been visiting.
Yeah. Thanks to Todd. Thanks to Jack Rice, who's going to be filling in on Monday, I believe, correct? And thank you, Brett, as well. I appreciate you guys let me get some time off. It's been nice to see some family, especially after a year and a half of this. I've really appreciated that. So thank you very much. And yes, we're tongue-in-cheek. We make jokes. We're a joke show. We're tongue-in-cheek. I'm not really on the mall in Washington, D.C. No one really believed Mike Lindell. I know. Pantomime, my acting ability still in check. I think when I mentioned I was falling the high line circuit, I think that was pretty, because unless I'm in Miami, that doesn't work. We joke, but I will tell you what, it's scary. There are some people that are concerned that there's going to be some violence today because of this. And if that does happen, if violence does happen, the only person that should carry the blame is Mike Lindell. And that's the reality. I think that because he's pushing this and only this week basically said, okay, it's not going to happen. You've made some expectations within some really crazy ass people. So you've got to be careful with what you promise there.
Absolutely. Hey, that's Matt McNeil on vacation, but good enough to call in on this very, well, not so historical day. Donald Trump,
exactly.
Not reinstated, but Matt McNeil will be reinstated. I can guarantee you that on Tuesday, as he will be back hosting the Matt McNeil Show. It is not a hoax. We do have data to back up that Matt will be back on Tuesday. Look forward to seeing you then, Matt.
Hey, Brett, thank you very much, Patrick. You guys have a great show. I am going off to go, basically feed my face with shrimp. I will talk to you later, my friend.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Yeah, eat that shrimp. All right, Matt, we'll talk to you on Tuesday. We'll take a break as you are listening to the Matt McNeil Show with Brett Johnson and Patrick Lilia filling in here on this Friday afternoon. Stay with us. We got more coming up next.